Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen, Jessica Alsman, and Today in History. We'll hear all that coming up right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sad.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, everybody.
Pat Godwin's over there working on some songs.
I'm
got
not
some good stuff
make
coming
it
up.
I'm simply not going to make it. This intercom could have been the last straw.
Oh, no, I've got Eddie working on all kinds of cool
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I walked in there today and I went, Christ. No.
This can't continue. This will not stand.
You're getting your new microphone stand, I think.
I already have it. Nobody noticed.
No, I did notice.
It's
and,
very nice.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were liking it.
Yes, I do like it.
Good.
You want to cut down on the noise over there? Where's my mic stand? I wish I had a mic stand. Is that going to happen anytime soon? I'm sorry. It's this
Christy,
song?
Are you familiar with the use of a pistol?
Because
I've
am
got
very
one you can borrow. Oh, sorry.
No, I want to see her punch him in the face.
Oh, oh.
Just bare fisted.
Oh,
no,
oh.
I'd break my fingers.
You'd need a ladder.
Oh, dude, however we have to do it.
No, I don't think I have a big one.
You'd be punching Chick McGee at the DraftKings sports desk.
Is that right?
Have we done the Ace Cosby joke of the day?
We have not.
We have not. We're going to get to that.
We have a special guest.
Because we have a professional comedian, another one, joining us. She is the lovely Allie Breen.
Wait a minute. I know you're going to have to set this up probably, and it'll be a mess, but this is worth mentioning. You said that some guy's dog stole his car.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He just drove away, right? The dog did. Well, apparently there's a Larson. I have it right here. Where the two dogs take the car, and they leave their master a note, and it says, Master, some of the letters backwards, by the way.
Sure, sure, sure.
Master, me and Rex, E and Rex backwards, took the car, with a K, to town. Stay home, exclamation point, stay, two exclamation points, and then, ha, 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 the dog.
No.
Stay.
So sweet.
A lesser.
We have it's always a contest on this show to guess where Allie Breen is. Boy, there's not even a hint. There's a like a beige screen behind you.
You're in a white.
I know. I blend in with my background.
White void.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Chick nailed it. White void. Now I'm back. I'm in Atlanta until tomorrow.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Let's see. Now that's Allie Breen, comedian. Then we have Jessica Alsman. That's a blue shirt, not green. Willie, kind of a little green for St. Patrick's Day. This is Tom.
I'm wearing a green
this is
jacket.
A black shirt. I just said that's kind of green. That's very nice.
I have green in my leggings.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot about St. Patty's Day. Yeah.
What do you got in your leggings, Josh?
I've got a green streak. I had grape juice yesterday.
It affects you that way. That's interesting.
It doesn't affect everybody that way?
I thought you were going to say, like, the green monster, you know, reference some famous drag racer or something. Yeah, the green monster. Where were we? Oh, hey, Allie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Now, Allie is our single gal correspondent.
Yes.
And we talk about things in the world of love. And we're ready to go. You got some letters for us?
Dear Allie, I finally hooked up with my longtime crush, and it was awful.
Oh, no.
We were both really drunk, so I thought the morning might be better sober. Well, it was even worse. Missionary swirly style instead of back and forth, 3 minutes, no after cuddling. Do I have to give up on this, or can I make him better?
You can make him better. Look, a lot of times when you hook up with somebody for the first time or the first few times, it's not great. You got to work. You'll get into each other's rhythms.
Is this a swirly style? It's like, is he like a Curly from the Three Stooges running around the bed?
I've found swirly style to be a nice break in the traditional action.
No idea what that means.
Oh, you've enjoyed swirly
style. That's really no surprise, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Sometimes you want to hit, you know, hit the sides.
You know. Oh, you're a sidesman.
Well,
wait a minute. Are you just so massive you do it anyway? You're not even aware of it, right?
No idea what you're talking about. No complaints.
No,
but it sounds to me like back to the letter that I don't know.
I think they can work it out. Yeah. I think the more they just keep practice.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be awkward at the beginning, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Especially if they knew each other.
They're nervous. Yeah. All these things get in the way.
Swirly style.
But would it be offensive if she's like, all right, stop, you're doing it wrong?
No, it's the hottest.
Why does she just...
Oh, no, he's going to want to get used to the phrase, you're doing it wrong in every context.
I have always
said... Josh loves this,
instruction. Ladies, do not be afraid to stop your dude and tell him what you want. Give him specific instructions. It's crazy.
And for starters, yeah, and calling him dude is optional, I think.
Hey, now, Josh, what do you like to be? Josh, when you do this.
Sir!
Now, Josh, when you do this, in order to hear them, do you have to remove the restraints and the ball gag?
Typically, yes. I have to take the duct tape off and
get him out of the trunk.
No woman would have sex with me otherwise. I'm such a monster. I have to
kidnap them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think he's standing there eating a sandwich, don't you? That's what you think.
No. He can't eat with all that chloroform fume around.
I'm feeling woozy. You feeling woozy, babe?
Feeling woozy, babe?
Do you have friends like this, Allie?
None. Woozy, you guys are unique.
So sorry. Let's get to our next letter. I think we did no good on that one.
Dear Allie, I just got into a relationship and now I'm leaving town for a week on Friday to visit my family. He has not offered to drive me to the airport, which is really annoying me. Should I ask him?
Yeah.
Yes, if you want him to,
if you want to, just ask.
He doesn't read your mind, ma'am.
Right.
This is where instructions come in handy.
Yes.
I mean, maybe he thought a friend was taking you.
Maybe it would depend what time the flight is and if he has to work.
Right.
Right.
You can ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I love airport runs.
You do?
Yeah, I do them all the time.
Really?
And you like it. You get it somewhere.
I'll call you. Yeah, no joke.
You have to ask him. He doesn't love you. He doesn't care.
That's wrong.
He'll give you a ride to the airport, and then as soon as he pulls over to the drop-off place, he'll tell you an extremely vital piece of information that you can't respond to, because when you run a respond, he goes, the person's coming. You can't park here.
Does this?
He does it.
Every time.
Oh, no wonder he loves airport runs. Yeah. That makes sense.
No, I always go home a different way.
What?
Oh, what an adventurer.
Oh, there you are. Don't you do that, Allie, like you're walking around New York. You take a different street.
Hey, take it easy over there, wild side.
I'll go to a different Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at you.
They're just a little different, aren't they?
Yeah, they moved it, by the way.
Oh, boy.
They moved to Starbucks?
Yeah, the post-airport one I used to go to, gone. So I looked
around
for
it. They were like, this guy needs some spice in his life.
Yeah, exactly. Shake things up.
I found that it turns out it was across the street. I found it.
Oh.
You know what?
I bet
it never moved. Yeah, exactly. It was in a different street. His car was facing the other way. They moved to Starbucks.
No, it was one of those ones.
Move Starbucks.
Yeah, they did because,
they did.
The old one didn't have a
drive-thru.
The old one didn't have a drive-thru.
Maybe this built
a drive-thru. So they found a strip mall that they could put a drive-thru on the end. Oh, very common.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Now, Allie, being in New York, you don't ask your boyfriend for a... Are you still seeing this guy, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who takes you to the airport in Atlanta?
In Atlanta? Usually my sister will, but sometimes I Uber Lyft. It's very Uber and Lyft-y.
In Atlanta, the airport's usually an hour away and then 3 hours back, depending on what time of day it is.
Her husband is actually a pilot, so sometimes I catch a ride with him when he's actually on his way.
That sounds awkward.
Is he a pretty handsome fellow?
Dear Allie, my sister's husband is a pilot, and he took me to the airport one time.
Yeah.
Stopping for gas.
He said, grass or gas.
The next thing I know, I got the phone.
This brings up a good question. Have you ever faked a letter and it was really about you?
To Dear Allie.
Yeah.
Good question.
No.
Okay.
But I would not put that past myself.
Maybe we should all write anonymous letters and you've got to figure out which one of us it is. That will never happen.
No. I was
going to
say.
That's going to cost
us. I think we can do it. We can do it in a safe way if we say, and we're going to make up the wildest scenarios we can think of, and then maybe some of us will slip in something real.
Okay. You
know? How about that?
Or we write each other's letters.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. This is not a good idea.
Never mind. I'm sure the prostitute I'm with won't take a check.
See?
And neither will the pizza delivery guy.
and then she said, well, Tom did the Charlie Chaplin. Let's move on. Allie, let's get to our next letter, please.
Commitment.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is super close with her mom and tells her everything. So whenever we get into a fight, I basically have to make up with both of them. The problem is she only hears about what I do when I do something wrong, because I obviously don't run into her when her daughter does something messed up to me. So she just thinks I'm mistreating her angel daughter. Should I start calling her up and telling her the truth?
No.
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 No. No.
No.
No.
No.
You're just encouraging this unfortunate. Ms. Alsman, your thoughts on this?
I mean, you're not going to stop her from telling her mom anything. So you might as well just be a perfect gentleman in front of her. Maybe casually slip in some truth in conversation, but don't go out of your way to do it.
I think that's smart.
Or burn the house down. Either way.
Or start fighting in front of the mom. That way it's like, no, I want you to see both sides. Now we can fight. Let's do this.
That would be a heck of a fight.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe drop off some information at the dinner table and see. Because you know what she knows, but she doesn't know that you know that.
Master criminals do that all the time. Send erroneous information down the pipe. See where it comes out.
Let me ask you this. Is there a chance that the mom does this very same thing and has her whole life, and that's where the daughter picked it up?
There's a chance.
So the mom kind of knows.
Odds are, really
good. Why do you think she got her dad analies for Christmas?
Okay. Analies. I've never heard of that language.
It's
hard to learn.
I had two parents, and arguably they weren't here very long, but still. We never talked about butt play.
Yeah,
I don't think
ever.
Some families are closer than others.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay, Allie, this is going great.
Yeah.
If you want to send a letter to Allie Breen, or if Allie wants to write one to herself.
You must be at the bottom of the barrel.
It's A-L-L-I.
To ask for our help.
It's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, exactly. And you'll find it on all social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Right, Allie?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, we got time for one more.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend just found out that that my therapist is super hot, and now she wants me to change therapists. We've been dating for almost a year. She never had a problem with her before knowing this information, so it's crazy she's asking me to do this now. What should I do?
No.
Yeah, that's the answer is no.
Yeah.
But try to do something that instills some more confidence in your girlfriend. Just, let her know, hey. She may be attractive, but she's not my type. You are, that kind of. Just give her a little.
Yeah, and we had lunch yesterday.
Yeah, lie to her.
Yeah.
I say, you're
on the couch. And I had a dream about her.
Yeah. It's just lunch.
You know, I'm on their softball team at the clinic. would she want to use my glove? Oh, no, she's a. She's a lefty. at least when she...
yeah, I think. At least
That's
the hand she works
with. That insecure.
Even I don't want to have an attractive therapist. I don't want to have an attractive female or male therapist because I don't feel insecure. So I feel like I'm this girl. I'd be like, hey, could you not see a hot therapist, please?
Really?
This is one of my issues. Yeah. Huh. Especially if she's insecure. Maybe she's working on it. I don't know.
Wow.
That sucks. Look.
I insist on
hot therapist,
male or female. If I have to look at them, I don't want any uggo. You guys trust an ugly person?
No. Josh, my friend Colin went to a hot therapist, and he had issues because she was so attractive that he found himself sort of lying to almost try to impress her. He was like making himself seem cooler than he was, and he was like, yeah, I can't do it
anymore. That's hilarious.
I'm trying to make
No, that happens across the board.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, we were talking to, was it John Cleese about this one morning? And I said, well, no, because didn't he write the book with his therapist? And I said, did you, when you're going through therapy, just want the guy to be your buddy? Because that's not the point. That's not what you're supposed to be doing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot. Mm. Now, let me ask you this, Josh.
Yeah.
Do you ever, with your therapist, start going into one of your bits?
No, I've never done that.
I have explained the context of a joke to be like why it didn't work, but I'm never like trying to make him laugh like that. No. If something bombed and I was like, yeah, it bombed, then it affected my week or something like that, then I'll explain the things around the joke, but I'm not telling him jokes. That'd be weird.
You know, sit down a priest, a rabbi, and a sex therapist walk into a bar.
Didn't have a lot to talk about.
I go, hey, I know I'm paying you, but what's the difference between jelly and jam? That's what I
got. Okay. Well, thanks, Allie. Once again, it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, the most well-traveled sex columnist in the show business.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Allie.
Checking out every corner of the U.S.
Good for you.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, Allie. See ya.
In the meantime, we do have a couple things we have to do. That would include today in history.
Today in history. Here's Tom.
Okay, Josh, you got a pencil?
Yeah.
I want you to write this word down and help me with it.
Okay.
Okay. This is the name of a Roman Empire.
Yes.
Who on this day did something very important many years ago.
Empire.
Oh, sorry. Emperor. Excuse me.
Empire carpeted the whole city.
Around the year 180. Here you go. It's COMMODUS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Commodus.
That's the name of the emperor, Commodus.
Commodus?
Inventor.
Go ahead, make fun. If it wasn't for Emperor Commodus, we wouldn't have indoor plumbing. Okay. Yeah.
First name, John. Funny name.
John Commodus, yeah. Where else would we take a dumpus if it weren't for Commodus?
He was the co-emperor with his father, Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, from 177 until 180.
Husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered son, and I will have vengeance in this life or the next. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, I'm very excited.
What is that from? There.
Kind of a fun thing. 461, St. Patrick died in Ireland. So
that's why we celebrate.
I didn't know that.
What is it about me that when you say he died in Ireland, I thought, I wonder what comedy club he was working at. What's wrong with
that? By the way, it was alcohol poisoning.
Sure.
That's a lie.
Have a great St. Patrick's
Day. Go out and make it.
Here we go. 1601, the first St. Patrick's Day parade in St. Augustine, Florida. 1601.
In St. Augustine, Florida?
Yeah.
It wasn't even in Ireland?
They don't do it in Ireland.
Yeah, they really do not celebrate this in Ireland.
Really?
Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
I thought Savannah was the big St. Patrick's Day place.
Were there
Savannah, Georgia?
Were there any streets in St. Augustine in 1601? Or in when? What was the difficulty? Driving down it?
The parade was,
well, you can.
On the beach.
You can have a horse pull a carriage with a bikinis. Float.
let's see.
that sounds lovely.
1905, Albert Einstein finished his paper on the quantum theory of light.
Yikes.
Largely debunked by many. It hasn't been old.
This is the theory that crystal light is just more expensive Kool-Aid.
Well worth it, I say.
All right, yeah.
It's very good.
Yes, right. Worth the Marco. Oh,
okay.
You like
that? Okay. Let's see. And, oh, gosh, we're running out of time here.
Birthdays. Didn't we have somebody in sports birthdays, Chick?
Oh, happy birthday to Mia Hamm.
Yes.
No, I wrote it for you.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Mia Hamm.
And you a pork chop.
that was worth it.
Kind of like you, Darvish, me, Chick.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, yeah. Mia Hamm, you a pork chop. There's something there. Structurally, you got it.
I just need some
new words.
Boy, we had fun this morning.
Oh, man, we laughed.
You guys have been texting that back and
forth? Yeah, we couldn't wait. We were polishing it, looking at it.
Well, it needs more polish, my friend.
And then I had my moment.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.